this is Constant Taylor, founder and CEO of LinkChain. We created a four-part podcast that discusses team members' background, STO, where we're going with the project, our MVP. This first part discusses the team members' background and our STO. Sit back and enjoy, and thank you for listening.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the LinkChain podcast. My name is Jack Van Simon, Chief Regulatory Compliance Officer and one of the co-founders of LinkChain. With us today is also Constant Taylor, CEO, founder of LinkChain, and John Doyle, who is Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder. How are you guys? How's everything?
Good.
All is good.
I'm looking forward to getting everybody updated.
Yeah, sure. We've had a lot of, I think, important developments, so this is probably a very good forum to address our audience and our social media and other stakeholders. So I'm really glad we're doing this.
Absolutely. We have had some really exciting developments, some things that we have shared with the community, and then some been behind the curtain until now. So very excited to share that with you.
Let's do a quick introduction. Go ahead, John.
John Doyle, Chief Marketing Officer for LinkChain. I started my own digital ad agency, which was born out of a recording studio that I began because I was going to be a rock star. And that started in 1995. And it was in a little town about an hour west of Toronto, Canada. And there was a relatively unknown startup called Research in Motion. And of course, we all know them now as inventors of the BlackBerry. I did some work for them in 1997, and they were thrilled by it and said, basically, we're going to turn on a fire hose and see how much you can drink. So the digital ad agency just exploded from that point on, and I ran it over the next 20 years and grew it to a staff of over 50. And we were 8-figure income by the time I chose an exit strategy from that job, became an independent marketing consultant. And I was just naturally drawn toward crypto and blockchain projects. And that's how I met Constant. I mean, we haven't looked back.
Awesome. Since.
Excellent.
Thanks, John. So Jack Van Simon here, Chief Regulatory Compliance Officer. Unlike John, I never had any prospects of being a rock star. So I took a different route in life. I started out in the capital markets right out of undergrad in regulatory compliance for a number of broker-dealers, asset managers, investment banks, et cetera. And then a very non-traditional path, I went back to law school later in life and really got very heavily involved in their securities law. Came across this idea of cryptocurrency, digital assets about almost 2 years ago. I wrote an article on LinkedIn really to educate myself because a lot of these articles written by law firms were just horrendous. The average person cannot understand it. So I decided I needed to educate myself, and in the process, educated a number of other individuals. And after that, about 25 clients came my way, digital issuers and digital exchanges. And then I came across and I met Constant, and Constant and I had worked for about a year or so. And when he mentioned LinkChain, I was sold immediately, and that's how I met the team. And it's a really exciting project. Take it away, Constant.
Constant Taylor, founder, CEO of LinkChain. I never played in a band, but I was in a talent show when I was 11 years old in sixth grade. That started and ended my rock star career. I graduated from the University of Michigan with a degree in finance and marketing, started out my career in the accounting area, then moved into finance, financial analyst, senior financial analyst, pricing analyst, and then had an opportunity to do my very first startup in China. It was a $100 million startup, a three-way joint venture between United Technologies, Dongfeng, and Citroen, producing automobiles for the Chinese market. Unlike North America, probably in the UK as well, where we produce vehicles for the mass market to go all over the world, China is very localized. So if you're producing in a city, cars are specifically for that city. So did that for 8 months, assistant finance director, and then moved back to the United States. When I got back to the States, that's when I moved into sales and marketing as an account rep, account sales guy, sales manager, director sales. And so I touched different areas of business along my growth path. And I decided to strike out on my own when I landed a four-year, $400 million contract with a major OEM, original equipment manufacturer. That was the largest contract that we had ever had. I got into crypto space about 3 years ago when a client of mine asked me to research the crypto space market. And that was my first advisory assignment. Since that time, I've had several advisory assignments. I had, as I tell these guys, I had no desire to do my own startup. It was a technical issue that had been bugging me for the last 7 or 8 months, and that was constantly being contacted and bombarded with opportunities or solicitations that I had no interest in. So that sparked the idea, the concept for which has now become LinkChain. Just a little bit about our team members. You see a lot of team members, you know, these guys work together. We do have a really, really good team. You know, John, our chief marketing officer, is very strong in so many different areas. Just number one, just having a level head, you know, when things kind of, we get excited about things, John is the guy that comes in and say, "Hey guys, you know, it's really not a big deal."
Thank you.
SYD. So having that calming, energy along with his strong marketing background has been an incredible, asset to the team. And Jack is, very, very pragmatic, very focused. In addition to, you know, his chief compliance and his legal background, just a very, very strong analytical person with the ability to develop solutions. When we run into roadblocks, that Jack is the guy that comes in, provides concrete possibilities of things that we can do to move beyond where we are.
Thanks, Constant. Awesome. I mean, I think what's unique about our team, you know, in reflecting on the last 7 or 8 months, is we get stuff done very easily. And we execute on our initiatives. We know what our strengths are. We also know what our weaknesses are. And at the end of the day, it's all about execution, pitching in when needed. And we're all dealing with very, you know, tight timelines. And so, you know, I worked in many different groups, and I will say that this group is definitely unique because we have seasoned individuals who've been in the space for a number of years. And also, to your point, Constant, people who have different skill set, multiple skill set. I mean, you know, John's a good example of where it's not just marketing, but really understands, you know, the business implications of certain decisions. We've got Nick, who understands that the strategy part and putting together certain documents. So, you know, these are not people that are learning as we go. They've done this before, and that helps a lot in terms of making things very efficient.
I'll just quickly add to that. It turns out that Jack, Ben, Simon, and I actually live in the same city by a strange coincidence. The entire team is remote. We're kind of scattered all over the globe. And yet, coincidentally, we have I have two fellow Canadians that work on the team. One is Nancy, one is Jack, and Jack happens to be in Toronto. And I just want to talk about this other core component of the team very briefly. And that is a shared mindset, a shared vision, and a true, genuine love for each other that we've developed over a period of many, many months. And we're going to talk about some of the issues we've had to go through and struggles we've had to go through together. But let me just quickly give you a moment's reflection of a meeting I had with Jack, Ben, Simon. Jack works in a very fancy building in downtown Toronto, probably the most fancy building. It's called First Canadian Place, right in the heart of downtown Toronto, in very swanky offices. And Jack and I, we met up at a restaurant in that same building, just have a couple of beers, just a couple of Canadian guys having a chat about our business and the business in general, the world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain. I knew within minutes that I had met a friend for life. It's just the team has this very cohesive care and understanding about each other. We recently, we've had team members lose family members. We've had team members that have gone through hospitalizations for some. And the entire team genuinely cares about what happens to each one of the team members. So in addition to all the great points that you guys brought up, the professionalism, the acumen, the experience that this team brings to the table, there's also a real genuine care between team members for each other. And I really respect that about this project.
Yeah, 100% agree. Very, very well said, John.
The other thing that I think is really important in groups is the ability to recognize when we need to pivot. Because that, to me, was sort of an inflection point in the company's financial history when we realized that market conditions were not really working in our favor. The ICO market of 2017 was very robust. 2018 got weaker after the second quarter. And we realized that this financing vehicle, this notion of initial coin offering, really wasn't working to our benefit. But I think more importantly, from a cultural perspective, we actually wanted people invested in our company as shareholders to actually have an equity stake in the asset of LinkChain. And so it made a lot of sense to go from raising capital through an initial coin offering, which would have been essentially a utility token, to this thing called a security token offering, which really is a digitized common share in many respects. So You know, that decision was made, I believe, in November. We had talked about it extensively among the co-founders in the group, and we pivoted. And so it's important within a company, in my experience, to realize when you need to pivot, how you're going to pivot, and how quickly you can pivot, realizing that some decisions need to be reviewed and reflected upon. So that was in November, which came to our security token offering, and then that led to changing some of our documents, and also in some ways changing our investor profile, because the raise of the $5 million right now, we've done the Reg D and Reg S filing with the SEC is really just as recent as a couple of weeks ago. And so that was, I believe, an inflection point in the company's history, which reflects the culture of LinkChain, which reflects the team dynamics in its ability to change very quickly in market conditions that required that shift. So I think that's
awesome.
You know, to your point, John.
There's a couple of things about the market, especially the bear market we're in right now, that I'd like to get back to you and have you speak to a little.
Thanks for listening to the first of the four-part series. Tune in next time, where we will dive deeper into the independent contractor industry, as well as discuss our platform and its capabilities. Have a great day.